If you don't do one thing, make sure you love yourself, man. I keep telling motherfuckers, you're gonna be the only one in that ground at the end of the day. So before you worry about anything else, love yourself. Worry about yourself. Do for you, man. So it was 1960s, the beginning?
It was in the 60s. Start from the 60s. Yeah, start from the 60s. Matter of fact, even when John F. Kennedy got killed. I remember when John F. Kennedy got killed because he rolled his casket right by to take him to D.C. Yep, right over there by Claire Baldwin Center. We used to stay on a street called French Street. We used to stay on French Street.
Yeah.
And over there was a Claire Baldwin Center, and right behind the Claire Baldwin Center was the railway with the Amtrak and shit run right now. You understand what I'm saying? With the Amtrak run from Philadelphia to motherfucking D.C. right now,
right.
The same motherfucking one with Kennedy and I went through. You understand? They went through that way. And we sit right there, we watched John F. Kennedy go by. Yeah. That was the Claire Baldwin, we used to live on French Street.
And,
you know, back then, man, that shit serious, man. Gang war was serious, man. That shit was serious, bro. Thank you, Frankie.
Wait, so what happened?
Man, them motherfuckers, man, they rolled up on me and bro, man. Asked bro, said, yo, man, said, where you from, man? Bro said, I ain't from nowhere. Didn't ask me where I'm from. I said, I ain't from nowhere neither. You know? then Frankie said, yo. He said, here you go, man. So Frankie came. I said, yo, Frank. I seen Frankie because I was a little taller than bruh. Bruh was short. I was a little taller than bruh. I said, yo, Frankie. Frankie. Come in, man. Hurry up. Man, I said, yo, Frankie. Hurry up, man. Hurry up. Frankie came over there. So yeah, yo, Jed, this is my cousin right here, man. That's my brother. So God said, yo, man, said, yeah, okay. Yeah, all right. Those niggas get ready to move on me and motherfucking bro, man. I'm telling you, man. Them niggas get ready to move on me and bro. Well, thank you, Frankie, for being in that spot. And I ain't never go that motherfucking way no more. I told bro, if you ever tell me to come out, if we was gonna get us a hoagie back then was a when the hoagie back then was a dollar. They were some big joints, right? Was a dollar. They had dollar hoagies back then. And me and bro was gonna get a hoagie because we used to like the man from Uncle. You understand? We used to sit down together like the man from Uncle and we split that hoagie in half and get one of them Frank sodas.
I remember those.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, one of them Frank sodas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did they switch Frank today?
I don't know. I don't know what they did. I don't know what they did after that. But I know back in the day, that's what me and bruh used to do. Me, bruh, Frankie, Wanda, you know what I'm saying? Boo. Marlene, Sissy, Lee.
Damn.
I talked to Lee last week, too.
As far as the gangs, it wasn't no colors or nothing like that. They had that
Look, them niggas back there had class. They didn't ask you about what color you wear. Them niggas already know. These niggas back in there, look, them niggas wore teardrop pants, silken wools. Understand what I'm saying? These are the kind of clothes that these niggas had was stylish.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? They wasn't no damn, when you roll out and see a motherfucker with a pair of jeans all motherfucking day and night. Nah, these niggas had teardrop pants on. You understand? When you go to socials at night, oh, yo, they might have a little stuff. Most of the time, they didn't come out at night, no way. But when they came out, them niggas were dressed, cool caps and shit like that. Them niggas, the Kangos, buckets. That's what all them niggas was cool when they came out of the house, man. Believe me, it was, these niggas right here couldn't touch them niggas back then in the day, man. They couldn't touch them. Mm. And these were so-called motherfucking ones that was in the game. But they dressed at night for party with women and stuff like that, to party out and stuff like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But them niggas was dressed, man. Teardrop suits on. You understand? Silken wool hat, silken wool pants on, pair of gaiters. Understand? With a pair of ostrich. You understand what I'm saying? A cool cap, silk, you know, a cool cap, right. Kango bucket.
So what was so different about it back in the day? Like, as far as, like, was the killing crazy?
Was it? If you was out, if you was special, you know what I'm saying? They couldn't do nothing in the school because I went to Strawberry Mansion. You know what I'm saying? I went to Blaine's Strawberry Mansion. And I was on my way to what you call them, then my mom and dad sent me down south. But I went to Blaine and Strawberry Mansion. And during the time I went there, that motherfucker, you damn right, that shit was crazy, man. The killings were crazy. Soon you come out of school, niggas be piled up on one end, now niggas be piled up on another end. Gang on one side, gang on the other side. That shit was real, real, real crazy, bro. That was the craziest shit I ever seen in my life. That shit was real crazy. And thank you, Frankie. Like I said, if it weren't for Frankie, me and bro would have been gone years ago. You wouldn't even know it about us. But them niggas get ready to move with me and Frankie. I already done seen the gun in the dude's hand.
So you think gangs is, we know it's blocks, but you think people used to have more kids? Because I think about, like, my grandma, how many kids she had.
And Selma?
Yeah.
And Selma had a lot of them.
That's what I'm saying. And now, grandma's see. Probably had, like, two Let kids.
Let me see. It's one of your uncles that died. You never met him.
I heard about him.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Duke.
No, what's his real name?
We used to call him Duke.
When it was something with the bus, he fell off a bus.
Yeah, yeah. Duke, you never met him, man. That was the one beside Boot. He was one, you know. I think Boot was the baby. He was the one that was in front of Boot. Boot was in someone's baby. Duke was the next. And he the one that fell off the bus.
He was a bad young boy.
Huh?
He was bad.
Was he bad?
How old was he when he fell off the bus?
Yeah, he was a bad. Hey, yo. Let me tell you about him, though. Let me tell you about him. He was a bad little motherfucker. He was the baby at that time. He was in Sam, a baby boy, but he was a bad little motherfucker though. Cause he always used to run around. He used to run around with sometimes he's love Georgie. He's love Georgie. Yeah, he's love Georgie. He ran about with Georgie. Come on, Georgie. Come on. You come right on. He's love Georgie. Yeah. Name was Duke.
Duke,
yeah. Yeah, and they were Duke.
Wait, Duke?
Duke. Whatever you used to call it.
That's probably what my mom used to call Zarek, and I ain't even know.
Yeah. And someone called you by his name. I know some of the names you call. When she named your mom Duke. And Who else? Whatever name she had. Duke. That wasn't his real name, though. Forgot his real name. But them last two, I know they had, and Selma gave them names. You know what I'm saying? The last two. Your mama and Duke. I know she gave them names. I miss my Aunt Selma, man. You don't know, I stayed, you know, where Marlene stayed at now? With the house Marlene stayed at now? It was never that bad, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they always told you that, right? When I was staying there, when me and Aunt Selma just was staying there.
Because it was fresh.
When me and Aunt Selma was staying there, it was nothing wrong with that house, man. Even I went down to the basement. I kept all of that stuff done. I sure did. When I was staying with Sam, I kept all that stuff done. I sure did. I was working with I had two jobs at that time. I was working with Miles in the daytime. You remember Miles? Mm-hmm. You remember Miles? All right, Miles helped me get some of Anselmo's stuff right when it was tore down. Mm-hmm. So that was free. You understand what I'm saying? That was free. I said, yo, Miles, and Miles liked it sissy, you understand? And Anselmo, you know what I'm saying? And he loved it, Anselmo. So anything she asked him to do, he'd do it. Mm-hmm. You understand? So that means jump off the Brooklyn Bridge, he'll do it. For Anselmo, yeah, he'll do that shit. So she used to tell me, Miles, this little way, you go do it, just like me. This need done. That's why I kept the yard stretched. That house was never like that. Never, ever. The floor was always painted. Oh, you understand? Every year, I paint the outside concrete, the steps, her, Miss Hartman. Miss Hartman, always going to be my girl. Always going to be my girl.
That's the way.
I know, man, and I didn't know nothing about her till she was in the ground. I would have came to her funeral. I really would have. I really would have came to Miss Hartman's funeral. That was my girl, Aunt Selma, my mama, always just sit on the porch. Miss Margaret, all the way down to Sam, all the way. The whole block was beautiful. The whole block was beautiful when I was living on that motherfucker. Believe me, even the dude next door. We all used to have good cookouts and party. All be together.
They still be doing it.
Not like it used to be, man.
Oh no.
No, not like that, man. I mean, the whole block come together, you know? The whole block would come together. Mm-hmm. So did. They don't have that no more. They don't have that no more. But the house was never that bad, man, when I stayed there. Never. I wouldn't allow it. I would never allow it. Grass was always cut. It's the cleanest damn yard. The house went from the worst when I was there, to the best house on the block. Only thing it really needed was the paint job on the outside. Understand that Miles said he was gonna do, and I don't know if he ever done it. But he was gonna check the roof. Make sure that Anselmo had no leaks, huh? Not only Anselmo, every time we had to do stuff for Anselmo, we had to do it for Miss Hartman. You understand what I'm saying? That's how we was. Anselmo, Miss Hartman. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? That's always gonna be my girl, Miss Hartman. And I love my Aunt Selma. I love her. When she died, I cried. She died. Marlene said she didn't die. I looked at Aunt Selma. I started crying when she right on the top of the steps, man, right in front of the bathroom. I was going with Loretta then.
For real?
Yeah. Yeah. I know, man. You know, I know. And Selma died right in the house. I was home when she died. I was right there when she died. Right there, just like I'm talking to you.
Right.
Right there. And Selma, of course, she said, did you eat? Then I went downstairs and came back up. She was laying on the floor. I went down there to see what she had cooked. Mm. I never had to cook. Long since Selma died, I never had to cook. Never. Selma was a cooking ass woman, man. Never had to cook a damn thing. Never. Only time I went out and get something to eat, like a hoagie and a cheesesteak. You know what I'm saying? And some chips and shit like that. But as far as eating regular food, Selma could cook a motherfucker. Couldn't wait till Thanksgiving to get here. All I'm coming in Selma's house eat for Thanksgiving. Yeah, your grandma was a cooking ass woman, man. For real. Thanksgiving, boy, it's lovely. So someone make sure I get another plate in the refrigerator after everybody get down. She said, "I'm gonna put you two in there right there because I know you will eat." She already knew. Tater salad, macaroni and cheese, motherfucking cranberry sauce, collard greens. The sliced part of the turkey wing. Shit, somebody's load my damn plate like this. And Miles, she's a fixed Miles big plate too. Yeah. Cause she and Sissy was going with Miles at that time. Yeah, that's right.
Wait, so what happened though? How she get sick?
Who?
My mom.
And Selma had cancer.
No, I know that, but what type of lifestyle did she live?
And Selma was a beautiful motherfucking woman at one time. She was bad. And Selma, she was a partying woman. I remember Selma used to party, go out and do stuff like every other damn woman used to do. She was a fine woman. A lot of men took to her. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Wild style. You understand? You know, Uncle George. She was with Uncle George. Jay Smith. He down south. Uncle George. Who else? What's his name? Aunt Marie was with Jim Bowie. That's who Aunt Marie was with, Jim Bowie. Who else? Somebody else.
I remember Mr. Bill.
Bill.
Who was Mr. Bill?
I forget about him.
Who was him?
I don't know. I think he was a number writer at that time. He was a number writer, something like that.
He used to be too smooth, though.
Yeah, but I think he was a number writer or something like that.
So he wasn't no crumb dude.
A lot of them dudes back then, them days, man. A lot of them dudes when Anselmo was around, just like Anselmo, you know. It was people personality. People take the people. People draw the people, man. But you know, and when Anselmo moved in that house on Marvine Street, man, you know.
How old you think she was?
Anselmo was 70. 73, 71, 70, 70, 71 to 73, something like that. I know my mom died, she was 73, my mama died at 73.
I wonder who got the pictures though. This is one of the pictures. I don't even know what year that might be right there.
Who that supposed to be? Alicia. That's your mama.
That's my mom. And that's her mom next to her. The one next to her with all the hair. Was that weave or something?
Let me go get my goddamn glasses, man. I want to see if this has something.
Was that weave or she had good hair like that?
I don't even have a picture of him. I know Molly should have a picture of him. I do expect her children to get vaccinated. Let's turn to testing now, because for the first time, the FDA has authorized an at-home test that will detect for both coronavirus and the flu. What do we know about how well this test will work? Yeah, it's what's called a
PCR. Why she look like an Indian or something? Why she look like an Indian?
Why she look like an Indian?
Yeah.
What I tell you back in the day, how your grandpops look. You thought I was playing with you, man? My glasses on, so I can see that.
So I'm trying to figure out how does the family made?
You see?
From the man or the woman?
Can bigger make it bigger?
Yeah, you gotta zoom in with your fingers.
You just. He's funny ass funny, man. That's my Aunt Selma. Yeah, that's my Aunt Selma.
That was real hair right there?
Yeah, man. Aunt Selma had long hair. Aunt Selma was a pretty ass woman, man. Yeah, that's her.
How my hair ain't. What's she. Yo.
That ain't got nothing to do with your hair. Not a damn. Not a. Ain't got nothing to do with your head or hair. I didn't figure that. Checks for them. Aunt Selma kept money. Aunt Selma wasn't the type to go out there and spend it about food. She bought a little food and stuff like that. She kept money.
I remember she bought two cars.
Yeah, she
bought Stevie a car.
Yeah, she bought him one. Yeah, she kept money. One morning, I was, Miles said he'd come out here at 9 o'clock, so the kids go to school at 8 o'clock. So, Stevie was working with us. He was lazy son of a bitch. Stevie was working with us. And Summer came downstairs, and she came to me. She said, them boys done took $100 a piece of my money. I said, what? She said, $100 a piece? I said, oh, shit. Then we went around to the store. You know the store right around the corner? That same goddamn store on the corner right now. Mm-hmm. You know the store on the corner? And that dude said, yeah, the big boy came in there. He spent some. And that's the second time. What I'm getting ready to tell you, that's the first time. But anyway, when she spent the $100, me and Stevie went to the damn school. They were standing, they couldn't hide. Because you had to line up. Couldn't hide.
What happened?
Man, I grabbed that motherfucker out of that goddamn line, man. I said, man, where that money at, man? Where's that motherfucking money? If I don't get that goddamn money, I'm gonna kill you right here in this motherfucking, right here in this line. Went in his pocket, gave me $80 and some change. He gave me $80, said, where the rest of that? I said, now when you get home, I got something for your ass, bro. I'm gonna let you go to school for the rest of this. I said, but when you get home, I got something for your ass. And Stevie said, I have to kick you in the ass right now. So that was Dante. He was the big one. Maurice was on the other side. He was a small one. He was on the other side. On the other side, he was trying to hide. He thought he was slick. He was trying to hide. He was running by the gate. He ran right into Stevie. Steve, I don't know where Stevie punched him or something like that. I don't know how I see him doing like that. You know what I mean? I don't know what Stevie done to him, man. I think I know I see him doing like that. You know what I mean? So, you know, he ain't spent his money. He was smart. He didn't spend that $100. He didn't give it to Stevie. He took that sum of money. That's the first time. The second time, they stole a $100 bill, and the man around the store, this is how stupid these motherfuckers is. They go right around the corner to that store on the corner, mm-hmm. and buy stuff out of there. And as soon as they buy stuff out of there, the man called Aunt Selma and told her, said, them two boys came out here and broke a $100 bill. Mm. There I go. I was off to the races again. He was trying to go over that bridge over there by where Sissy used to stay at, over that way. Yeah. Try to get away. I was bad boys, man, when they was coming up. So right now, tell me, what kind of time is Maurice doing now? He could do it a long time now, ain't he? I know he is. So. When you start having a gun on the side and you start shooting at the police and you driving with no license, you dick driving with a whole bunch of shit in your car, well, I guess about 10, 15 years do him good. When he get out, he have a gray beard, then he can walk up to you, hey, how you doing? Where you been, boy? Oh, me and my wife just got home. Yeah, you just got home, motherfucker. From where? Gratisford. They done shut that bitch down. They done shut Gratisford down. They got somewhere else now where they call it off. Pinehurst, where they
put it. A new jail?
Yeah, yeah.
It's probably the state of the art.
Yeah, well, I don't know what it is. But I know Gratisford is closed down. That's where Frankie was at for a long time. Gratisford was Aunt Selma used to send him money. And I know Marlene used to send him money. You know?
I wonder how many more cousins I got in the system like that. Doing time like that.
Well, let me tell you something. For real, you don't even count Maurice as your cousin because legitimately he's not.
Right.
Huh? You don't even, or that Dante. Makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
Not no.
Nor Tan. Nor all Kiki or none of them. They're not really your family.
Right.
I'm your family. I'm your family. Sheila, Nessa. Most of your people down south, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got family up here with Lee. Lee, your family too. Harold Blunt, Mary Blunt, Harold Blunt. They your family. And you already know Sissy and Georgia Stevie, all of we all family. Mm-hmm. You know, but you know, real legitly, I just told you who your family was.
Where they at?
Who?
Lee
right there. Lee live in Philadelphia. Harold live in Philadelphia. Cousin Mabel called me the other day.
Who live in Johnson?
Cousin Mabel still living. She's about 80 some years old. Y'all need to go see her, man.
Who in Johnson Homes?
Who?
My mom took me to Johnson Homes.
It might be Cousin Mabel. Cousin Mabel called me the other day. Cousin Mabel, about 80 some years old, she's the same, almost the same age as Aunt Selma. They used to be, her, my mama, and Cousin Mabel was like this. That's the one might be in the home. Y'all need to go see her, man. I'm going to tell Marlene next time I call, see her. I said, y'all, you go find out. If next time I come to Philly, man, y'all give me, find out where Cousin Mabel live at so I can go see her, man. Because they know I go see her. You understand what I'm saying? I go see Cousin Mabel. She'll recognize me. Hey, Cousin Mabel. She talked to me on the phone. She calls me. She calls me. She's about 80-some years old. She called me. Y'all need to go see her, man. I'm going to tell Marlene, the sister, man, y'all need to go see your Cousin Mabel. She got a lot to tell you. She tell me a lot. She called and talked to me. She calls me. I'm way up here in New York. She said, first time she talked to me, what you doing up there? I said, I moved up here. She said, you like it up there? I said, yeah. We talk all, she called me, but she called me about a month ago. She called and talked to me. Sure do. Y'all need to go by and see some of you. You got some people in Philadelphia, but they older people like me, you understand what I'm saying? But Cousin Mabel is older than all of us. Cousin Mabel is your grandma age or older.
Mm.
So y'all need to go see her, man. She'll tell you about Aunt Selma. They used to all party together. Cousin Mabel, all them. Lee, like I said, Lee, Harold, oh, that's the family. They're the Blunts.
The Blunts? Who was Blunt?
You came to the Blunts.
What you mean the Blunts?
I just told you, Mary Blunt, Harold Blunt. Understand what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. Who kids start the family?
Cousin Mabel is just like Aunt Selma. To Harold and Lee. You see what I'm saying?
All right, so.
Look, your
Selma.
Look. You know, Selma's your grandmama. Now, I go another decade above you.
Right.
Now, I know who your I know who your great granddaddy is, which is my granddaddy. You understand right. What I'm saying? Which is my granddaddy. My granddaddy name is Ethan and Leona Satterwhite.
Right.
That's Aunt Selma's mama and daddy.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's how that starts. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
These are my grandparents.
Right.
You know, my daddy's name was Jeffro. His mom and daddy had seven kids. One of them that you never know about was dead before you ever.
What was his name?
I'm getting ready to tell you. They call him Uncle Joe.
Wait, who you talking about? I'm thinking you talking about the kid.
Aunt Selma's youngest boy died.
You said Duke.
Mm-hmm. Not Aunt Selma's youngest boy. My grandmom's youngest boy died. His name was Earl. Uncle Earl. He got
so me. Leona,
mm-hmm.
Youngest boy died.
Yeah. He got killed. Guess how he got killed? He was in the Navy.
Mm.
He was in the Navy, right? He got married. He got married to a woman named Grace. I think she's doing time right now. I think she's doing life right. I think she had a life sentence. Mm. Nobody ever followed up on that. Now she thought he was cheating, which he was. Understand? And she killed him.
Mm.
Yeah. Your Uncle Earl. Don't too many people know about, you see, that'd have been your great uncle. You see what I'm saying? That would have been your great uncle.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Just like my daddy is your great uncle. You know what I'm saying? My mm-hmm. daddy is your great.
That's my uncles.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
See, my daddy and Aunt Selma. My daddy and that Selma was brothers and sisters. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
See, they didn't have but two girls.
Leona.
Aunt Marie and my grandma didn't have but two girls. There was Aunt Marie and Aunt Selma. And she didn't have but two girls. The rest of them was boys.
How many boys?
Shit, about six.
You can name them?
Yep. Earl.
He gone.
Mm-hmm. Junior. The twins. That's the twins down south. Daddy. I talk to them all the time too. My cousins. Yeah, the twins, your cousins. Yep. The twins. You don't ever see them. I'm gonna show them to
Junior,
your Facebook.
So he Ethan.
Huh?
Saddleweight.
Yeah.
Junior.
Yeah. I just told you.
I gotta meet Junior. Like, he the grand.
Junior.
He my great granddad.
Yeah.
Junior.
Oh, these guys are, this is.
Who else? That's two. Earl Jr. Who else
Earl,
you got?
Junior. Lum.
Who Lum?
Your Uncle Lum, which is Joe Baker's daddy.
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Lum. My daddy, Jethro.
Mm. What is two more?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Yes, two more.
What about Uncle Buster? Was that really my uncle?
No, he wasn't. No, that was. Mm-mm. No, I'm trying to think of one. Earl Jr. No. Oh, Uncle Fenner.
Who that?
Uncle Fenner. He's an old one. Yeah, that's five. There was five of them. Fenner.
Wait, he was the oldest? Why?
Yeah, I think so. I think Fenner was oldest.
He ain't got no kids.
Yeah, you'd be very rare to see her. She's the only one I know she had one daughter. Her name was Marianne. She went to college, and I ain't never seen Marianne since. I ain't haven't seen her.
What, the daughter or the mom?
I wanna Facebook somewhere, huh?
The daughter or the mom?
Who?
The oldest. What's the guy, Finnegan?
Fenner.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Fenner.
So he only had one daughter.
Who?
Fenner.
Yeah, her name was Marianne.
Marianne.
So Marianne,
that is my, great cousin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Damn, so Marianne.
Hey, look at this shit right here. And then still be partying downtown after that man told them not to. Them niggas go down there to the club down there. They don't know how to leave.
So that's where this family start.
Mm-hmm.
With Ethan and Leona.
Yep.
Now, if you look at it as Ethan and... You can't even look at it as who Ethan and Leona dad is, right?
Yeah.
Because it don't matter. Even though it do matter, but it don't matter.
Somebody I'm thinking about, I hope this stupid ass girl don't come by here today with this bullshit, man.
Dang. We can't make it past Ethan and Leona.
What?
I've been to Jamaica 3 times with her. Remember? And all 3 times she paid for me, took me over there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Took me with her. Who goes over to Jamaica? Have a nice time. So that's our hometown, Jamaica, right?
Right.
So she take us to a place called The Grill. I said, what's so special about The Grill? She said, well, it's they got some nice beaches and stuff. So we sitting out there, being on the beach and wearing them white chairs, you know what I'm saying? And back like this, chilling. I'm sitting back with my shades on. She's sitting on her shades. All of a sudden, you know, you see people walking by. All of a sudden, I see this girl walk by me. She got on bikinis and no damn bra. For real. I'm like, okay. All right. I really got stressed. So I started. You know what I'm saying? You know how you be, man. You turn your head like that. I'm looking at this bad little motherfucker with shit like this, with no motherfucking bra on, with a bikini on, nothing else. So I'm looking. You know what I'm saying? I really didn't pay no attention to her till she came by. She came by. She got no goddamn bra on. That's what I said to myself. So she looking at me while I'm looking at this girl, right? Okay. Come to find out that this was a nudist colony beach. You can walk around with no panties on or no bra. We sitting there with both of our shit, so I got on no pair. My damn swimming trunk way over my motherfucking knees. These bitches walking around with no panties and no bras on, man. Like I don't supposed to look. And I told her just like this. I said, look, baby, what do you want me to be? What do you want me to be when you bring me this? I didn't ask to come here. You brought me here. Mm-hmm. Remember? I did not ask to come here because I didn't know nothing about the old spot like this. I didn't know nothing about the grill.
Right.
You brought me here. But that's secondary. The first dairy is, understand, what do you expect when I see stuff like this to turn into Stevie Wonder? Act like I don't see it. I'm a look. I may not get put my hand on it, but I'm natural gonna look. I told her. What she said then? Let me hurry up and get you out of here. You damn right. You better hurry up and get me out of here. I've been over there 3 times, man. I went to Jamaica 3 times.
Yeah. And what's that place called again?
The grill.
The grill.
Yeah. The nudist colony. I'm looking at this shit all day long. I got my shades on. I'm sweating like a motherfucker. I'm taking my shades off, wiping my shit off my face. It's a bad bitch all in the water, jumping up and down, laughing like this and shit. I'm just looking like a motherfucker. She's looking at me. I ain't give a fuck. I done got to the point. I'm just not gonna close my motherfucking eyes. No sir. Bitches in the water jumping up, man. You know I'm playing beach ball. I'm talking about playing beach volleyball and shit like that. Tits and shit.
I done went over there.
She didn't want to go that way. She didn't want to sit in that damn chair and just look. So that's what I did. But I really wanted to get up and go in there and watch them motherfucking bitches play that damn volleyball. There was a bad white motherfucker that was over there too. I wanted to go over there bad in the motherfucker. But don't let them girls take you no places like that, man. No places like that, boy. It's bad off for you. I'm telling you. You're a loser. And then she'd be the first to take you over there. Like you bitches like that. Just to see where you at. I told her, I said, I don't give a fuck what you do. You can leave me over here, you can take me back. I said, I'm a U.S. citizen anyway, I'm going back any motherfucking way. I said, but right now, you brought me to this motherfucker. I had nothing to feel bad about. And I'm not going to close my eyes the whole while he's sitting right in this motherfucking chair. I'm not. I'm going to look like you do. I'm going to look. You may be looking at the men. Good. I don't have no interest in the men. I got a lot of interest in the woman. That's what I told you. I got a lot of interest in a woman. I ain't got no interest in a man. Good. You may look at a man. Good. That's your preference. And that's your eyes. You're supposed to look. And I'm happy you're looking. I'm looking. But I could not get over there with them girls playing that damn volleyball.
You said.
That's what I wanted. Hey,
shorts. That was well I mean, under my
knees. Damn shorts way over my damn knees. I'm looking at these bitches walking around with King shit, pussy hanging all out there, motherfucking no bra on and shit like that. And some dudes is walking around with a real tight motherfucking bikini drawers and shit on like that. And they looking at me like I'm Fred G. Sanford. The G stand for granddad. Granddad got on some granny. I'm looking at this bitch got all this shit on. I got the longest bit damn. Swimming trunks, motherfucker, go on with his feet. I still got them shits in there now. I still got them in there now. You want to see them? Walk around with nothing on. I couldn't believe that shit.
Yo! Yo! Dang. The meat.
Right, he threw his mixtape in there.
Did what he had to do.
He's an artist, right?
Right, right.
None of these kids are rappers.
Right.
Watch that cop. None of these kids are rappers.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
They sell waters.
Right.
So you can't be mad at them for not being artists. They don't practice rapping. Snoop had a fucking, he wants to be a rapper. Right. They don't want to be rappers. You can't force them to have to be anything else other than what they want to be. They want to be entrepreneurs. Maybe somebody want to have a store. Maybe somebody want to have something like that. That's what they looking forward to. They not looking forward to being in the industry.
But why they ain't say it?
They don't need to. Why they need to say that? He didn't ask that. It ain't nothing about no music. They talking about supporting the water hustle. They have waters. The thing that they have, the product that they're selling, they have it. The same thing, right, the product
so
that Snoop
went. Gave them at least 500 to go max out on
five,
some waters.
I don't think no five, but I'd probably grab, man, I don't know, 800, eight kids out there, I probably would have gave every kid $50 or something like that. Like, I wouldn't have gave them no dub. $50 not going to hurt me. Like I said, I fuck more money up than that on strippers. That never benefit me. They shake their ass for a couple minutes, and I don't fuck them all. I go straight home. I go home drunk and fuck other bitches. They get more. They get rent money and shit out of that. It's like, come on, man. You said you speak for these people, then you ain't helping them. Everybody not fortunate, man. Everybody don't want to rap. Snoop wanted to be a rapper. It's not like he sold waters and then wanted to rap. And then was like, oh, shit. Huh, you don't want to take my water? Huh, I got this CD, though. Here, take that. No, the nigga raps. That's what he does. He raps. So he gonna do what he gotta do to rap. These niggas sell waters. They don't rap. They don't wanna be rappers. It ain't one young boy that said, hey Meek, I spit, and he froze up out there. They don't wanna rap. They hustle. They wanna have other shit. They wanna maybe have a business, a corner store. That's the only thing you lost me on. Like, what was the point of calling them runts? ATL runts and all that. When y'all don't like when other niggas call his names. You ain't practicing what you preaching.
But you know niggas ain't gonna never win out here, no matter what you do. Niggas ain't gonna win out here. If you would've blessed them young boys, then he would've, oh, he ain't blessing niggas in Philly. Or whatever.
He'd've at least It would have looked good to other niggas out there. It would have looked good to the niggas in ATL, at least. It wouldn't have been the grind up for everybody all over the world. Somebody would have been like, yo, he at least gave somebody an opportunity. He at least did this. He at least did that. He getting grinded up everywhere because it's just a general, it's just generally terrible. It's nothing nobody would have did. It's not an OG move. Technically, one OG giving one kid $5 was more than what you gave them kids out there. Pimps get more money than that to kids. Pimps. So when I said I ain't feel no type of way about it, it didn't shape how I felt about them, boy. Like, I don't, it ain't enough to do that. People make mistakes, man. I just think it was a shortcoming. He probably was high. I think boy was feeling good. Was in it. You see, he was spitting already in the whip. Peanut butter guts and all, like he was already in his act. He was already feeling, you know what I mean? He just got caught. He not a perfect person, man. Like, that shit happens. It's just nutty. That shit just is one of the nuttiest things. Kind of is a character flaw.
Mm. See, that's what I think about, like, people like him and Lil Wayne. They be so much the artist, they don't never get to be the boss. And that stunt they grew.
I think they grow massively. I just don't think we understand it because we don't live in the same lifestyle. Like, them niggas' lifestyle is different. Their reality be different, so they gonna have different answers. That's why I don't think that people like T.I., even though he well-spoken, well-read, he's intelligent as fuck. But I don't think people like him should represent the hood because he ain't in the hood. Just because you got businesses in the hood, maybe employed a few hood cats, don't mean that you understand what's actually happening in the hood. Because when you sleep, you sleeping in the gated community. When hood niggas are sleeping, they still hear them things going on. You still need, you got different precautions when you raising your kids. You ain't teaching your kids to get under no bed or nothing like that when that shit jump off. Your kids running around with mohawks and one earring and nose piercings and blonde hair and all that shit. Like, you gotta tell your kids, listen, man, when you hear that sound like firecrackers, you gotta drop to the floor. Get as low as you can and climb here and crawl there or go over there or get under the bed. Just to keep your kids safe, it's a different reality. You want a nigga that speak from a hood, there's plenty of hood niggas that's well-read, well-spoken, intelligent. Get one of them and put them on the forefront. Tip got his platform already.
Living in the hood different from being from the hood?
Yeah, because when you move from the hood, your lifestyle adapts to something else. Mm-hmm. Niggas that's in the hood, lifestyle still the hood.
When I moved out, yeah. Different, yeah.
So you can't speak no more for what's going on in the hood no more. Like, it's over for you. You made it. Good luck. Good looking out. We seen another person that can make it. But don't act like you can still rep for what's going on here. You don't even know what happened here last night. You just heard about it. Hood niggas is 10 toes down in the soil. They know what happened. Or got some type of idea. When you hear about it, you just heard a version. And that could be different. You know, it could be distorted.
Story. You believe that, his story? Man, what's up with your man, Danny? DSG.
What's up with Philadelphia? Philadelphia just losing.
Man.
You, man, bro, we just had almost 1,000 bodies in November. Just in November, we almost had 1,000 bodies. That's a problem, man. The Eagles ain't shit. like Philly just losing. Our boxers ain't keeping up. The last version we had of our hero boxer, Bernard Hopkins, getting put out the ring. Talking about he got pushed. Boom, boop, bop, bing, bing, out the ring. Boop, bop, bing, bing. Talking about he pushed me. It's like we ain't being honest. We ain't being, our morale ain't good. You got Danny just took another L, which is okay because Danny's still a champion. Like, people got Danny fucked up. He only got 3 losses. That's a pretty fucking good record because our legends got more.
Having like 9, 11.
Yeah, our legends got more losses than that. So it's like Danny's still in good shape. It's just the way we just hard fucking fans, man. But Philadelphia losing as a whole, it's the whole city losing. Meek Mills just did that clown shit. It's like the whole city losing, man. We ain't winning. We looking crazy. It's like back to back to back. We gotta keep jumping on social media defending our city because the representatives of the city wind up fucking our name up.
I think the representatives gotta step up. Stop letting people claim stuff they ain't. Not saying Meek ain't a voice or something, but that is right. Just like the new governors get voted in, we gotta vote in the new voice. Like, I get people get successful and they gotta leave, but you're no longer the voice of somewhere you ain't. Like, the king always in his kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
He don't be in ATL saying he run his kingdom in Philly.
Yeah.
He be in the throne.
Real rap.
We need a king in the throne at all times that ain't leaving the city on doing this chasing money and all that. That's gonna keep the structure here.
Ooh, weed. I never heard Ben. This is some good ass weed. I never heard Ben do that. I never heard Ben do that. I need to, bro, for the record to show, I never totally agreed with Ben ever. I've never totally agreed with him. How the fuck do I totally agree? Oh, my heart. Today has got to be a great day. This some good ass weed, man. Damn, Ben, you the shit for going to get this. That nigga went to the Himalayas to go get this shit. My nigga went to the Himalayas. We in here getting good. Yeah, you absolutely right. The king got to be on his throne talking heavy. You know what I'm saying? Because there's plenty of castles here. It's not like you got to move to ATL. You have to do this. Could have went to Montgomery County. Could have went to, you know what I'm saying? There's plenty of castles. There's rich people here. Right in PA. Now, man, you see what Island did. Island ain't go to Jersey.
Fuck all that. You can stay at the waterfront, them little condos. I mean, I get it. Them cribs ain't shit. But it don't matter.
Yeah, what happens when you want a house, though? You don't feel like being in the apartment no more. Like, what happens when
you gotta buy the block. Like, it's little factories and shit. You can, you know, knock that down, get some shit built. It's little shit.
Yeah.
It's shit on Allegheny, all up and down. Abandoned factories or lots.
That's a fact.
You can put some shit there right next to Dobbins.
Build your crib.
You can build your shit and have your shit securitized.
Now, how? The security. Now, how? We got some fucking CIA agents here in Philadelphia, man. These niggas is ninjas. They will smoke your security, smoke that. Like, really, Philly is so different from everywhere else when it come to crime, man.
I mean, I get it, but at the end of the day,
be careful with your butt.
Yeah, at the end of the day,
because you're talking about
that's
a life.
Legal dude there, like some that's a public figure, like let's just say Malcolm X or something in modern time or something. Like, now the people that's on his ass. No, but the people that was on his ass was different. You get what I'm saying? The public figures don't got to deal with that like how they used to have to deal with it.
Public figures still got to deal with street shit. His house just got robbed.
Illegal shit.
His house just got jammed.
That's bad. That's because you ain't never there.
Don't matter if I'm. That's my house. I don't have to be there. It's mine. I bought that. And the rules don't say I gotta be there. It's my crib. I work hard to buy that shit.
Kingdom never gets robbed. And if it do, it's.
No,
it's,
people come in and attack the kingdom.
Yeah, it's a shootout. Ain't no cat bird. I mean, you got some people that sweat. Cat burglar by the king there. You do have some people that win.
Niggas is just unique. Listen, the president of the United States of America got killed on TV
by his own people.
It don't matter who it, I mean, me could get robbed by his own people. It's, listen, we all ain't on the same page. We working to get towards the same page.
Right.
We ain't all on the same page. You still got some weird knuckleheads that's out here that's like, oh, Meek food. Especially the people who thought they knew him because they seen him 50 years ago. And they think, you know, I seen him grow up, he a bitch and all that shit. The people who think he a bitch and he fool. There's people that's out here that think that. It's haters. He got them. He rich. See, you gotta always factor in those clever motherfuckers, which is the reason why they move from the city. Which is bad because we are supposed to protect motherfuckers like him. Motherfuckers like Ab. Motherfuckers like Beanie Siegel. It's never supposed to be no clip floating around of Beanie Siegel getting knocked out. And you're crazy. They don't do that everywhere, man. Just this disrespectful ass place. That's an OG, man. Like, that wasn't supposed to happen, man. Like, I understand it was problems there, but them problems should have been handled off camera, on to the side somewhere else. We weren't supposed to watch our legend do that, man. He's a legend, bro. He ain't supposed to ever be on no floor picking himself up off the joint. You see when, I don't think you saw, did you see when Floyd Mayweather Sr. fought the white boy? Young white boy that be just taunting everybody, go to gyms, thinking he could beat everybody, tell everybody he 1,000-0. His name's Zach something something. He a goof.
I don't know.
But Floyd Sr. whooped his ass. Fucked him up.
What, well, as when he was old?
Yeah, he was old. He was probably like 58, 59, 60. But Floyd Sr. treated him. Gave him that boxing work. Fucked him up. Boy, telling me quit. I don't want no more smoke. I quit. Soon Floyd turned his back, he run up, treat him. Hit him all in his face. Soon as Floyd Sr. turned his back, he run up sneaking. Man, when he snuck him, the whole gym jumped in that bitch. When he snuck him, the whole gym, you know why? Because he's the OG in there. And that don't happen. You don't put your fucking hands on our OG, bro. That boxing shit is all right, cool. That's the sport. But when it comes to this regular shit, you don't put your fucking hands on our OG, man. That's why that whole entire gym jumped in that motherfucker like, oh, no. And that's how it's supposed to went down. When our legend got hit, the whole stadium should have been rushing. Like, hold up now. Come on now. That shouldn't even have happened. Like, the whole situation shouldn't have happened. They should have just dealt with that on the side, man. But we all got opinions. We are supposed to protect our people, man. We ain't supposed to be letting them type people get robbed, shot at, hurt, nothing like that. But Philadelphia breeds so many different mindsets, man, that it's just like very hard for us to be marching on one accord. All this shit sound good, but it ain't. It's like very hard to do. It's hard, man. Like, you could be trying to do something thorough and positive, and you can get it out there to the people, and ain't nobody going to tell you, man, get the fuck out of there. Everybody going to be like, ew, yeah, this joint, this what's up, yeah. Philly block talk, yeah, nice, ew, crazy, yeah, do that. You should do it, go all the way. But then when it come time to support it, you're going to have 7 fucking people in the audience. And it's like, If you ask a nigga if he a real nigga, he gonna tell you, yeah, but that's the biggest hypocritical shit right there. If you can't even do that, like, you, how you a man of your word? We supposed to do some business. If you can't even come sit in on the audience tip or participate with this, that shit be like free half the time. But free is so difficult to do. Niggas ain't trying to do nothing for free. That's too expensive. This is the reason why them young boys might have been selling waters. I know ain't nothing out here free. I'm going to go hustle, though. I'm going to go get it the best way I can. And the best way I can is water, maybe juices, toys, something like that, because I'm too young to get a job anywhere. But my mom on drugs, or my mom fucked up on this, or she chasing niggas, and she ain't worried about me. And I'm tired of being hungry, man. So I'm going to go get a case of waters and see what I could do on the boulevard. The boulevard ain't the place to be a clown, my nigga. It's too dangerous to be there pop locking and backflipping trying to entertain the rapper. The only thing I got time for right now, Mr. Meek Mill, is to trap this water to you. And I got seven other homies behind me that's in the same predicament as me. And you are part of the 1% of the world, not America. So, come on, drop the bag, bro. Like, we ain't asking for nothing serious. I don't need no stack out here. Like, we just need a couple bucks. Could we all get 30? Can we all get $40? Can we all get $50? That ain't gonna move you, man.
Hey, if you gave even, every you kid out had to heard that, or nobody had to say that, right?
No, fuck no. Wouldn't have had to say it to me. Straight up. Wouldn't have had to say it to me. Because I already, like, you don't have to, but that, some things you, like, people just like that feeling of, you know, needing to be asked, though. Some people adore that feeling of being wanted. And then now you got some motherfuckers that's like me that I don't give a fuck. You, I, if I see that you need it, that you struggling, I'm going to go before you even ask me, before you say something, I'm going to step to you. Like, yo, what's up? You need help with this? Because I don't feel like you, sometimes that fuck with a nigga ego or his pride. He don't want to always got to ask. And sometimes, John, you shouldn't have to ask. If we see, man, if you see it, if it's obvious to you, it's like, why not, though? What's the harm? How do you go to hell for, like, helping people?
I don't know. Even if you help them in the wrong way?
I mean, you got you got help them in the wrong way, but you understand that it's the wrong shit you're getting into. But I'm talking about supporting motherfuckers that's trying to do something. These is children. Like, if they was out there hustling cocaine, if they had all had a pack on them, and Meek was like, well, what am I supporting? Then I understand why. Like, all right, ain't get ready buy no drugs from no child. But, man, you could tell they ain't had much, nigga. They only had water. They ain't even had Gatorade or peach tea or nothing. Like, them niggas just had water. All of them. They the people that are less fortunate. They the ones that count the most, man. They the ones that's going to march in heaven first, bro. They the most sincere. These niggas are the ones that you got to uplift in order for society to move properly, man. Wisdom. Most of the time, not all of the time, because you can't say all of the time and shit. But wisdom most of the time come from what? What they be looking like? Most of the time you get game, it don't come from no rich nigga. It don't be coming from no nigga pulling up in no Bentley, no nothing. Most of the time they be smokers. Most of the time they be old heads who had it and lost it, or they be niggas that been through the military, or they be some type of old head that ain't up at all. They be looking fucked up most of the time. And they give you the most valuable shit to hold on to. Rich people come through and tease you. All you haters, take pictures, flashing shit all the time. They don't do nothing but tease you. I can't figure out who the life of me, who they be talking about when they be calling niggas haters and fake and all that, because they can't be talking about nobody but the people that's listening to the music, because all the other rappers got the same shit. Fuck, how Diddy telling Jay he hating if they could both afford the same shit? You got a Rolex on, you got a Rolex on. Both your Rolexes is real. Who are you talking about? You talking about the people who buy fake Rollies, which are the people who live in our neighborhoods. Of course you gonna feel like, yeah, the rappers be buying fake Rollies too. Man, shut up, man. Talking to me. As much as fake getting exposed out here, man, rappers are careful, believe me. But the motherfucking, the niggas out here who just want that taste, that feeling of what it's like to wear a Rolex, they gonna go spend that, with a, how much it costs, I don't know. What is it?
What, a fake watch?
Yeah.
200?
Couple they gonna hundred. Go spend that couple hundred. Just to have that experience, just to see what it feel like. And to strip all that shit from them, you going to expose them, which in turn is going to make other people start looking for things about this to be fake. What make this watch fake, or what make it watch real? Another motherfucker who can't afford this shit either. He get ready to come tell you what's fake and what's real on the joint. You don't know. You can't even afford the fucking watch. Like, you ain't had no fucking Rolex ever in your life. You don't know what the fuck real and what's fake on this joint. You just going by whatever they say outside, or what you caught on YouTube, which is the same motherfuckers, the people outside. They just got cameras. Them rappers be teasing niggas, man. The lower class, man, they be teasing the niggas that be buying that shit, that mimic all the shit that they be saying, that go to their concerts and make them rich and all that. And it's very easy to get up and say, yo, I just want to thank my fans, man, because without y'all, it ain't no me. Fuck all you haters, man. Y'all niggas can suck a dick.
What? Haters?
Who are you talking about? All of y'all niggas is cool. All of you niggas is in the same joint. You got the same chains from the same jewelers. So who are you talking about? I don't know if niggas knew or not, but this sign mean gang. I don't know how sharp niggas is in gang culture. They know anything. Most of the time, niggas throw up signs and don't know what the fuck they be talking about. But I'm telling you, that sign mean gang. This mean this the gang right here, my gang. What I pattern myself behind. So I ain't talking about none of these niggas. I'm cool with them. He cool with the wife and Lucci's, the Lil Durk's, the look. So who the fuck is he talking about? He talking about you, Benjamin, the consumer. You the hater, hating on him because he got all his chicken. And you wishing that he didn't have it. And all the chicks that didn't want him before, now they want him now.
But they haters too.
I mean, you know it. Like, what the fuck? Why y'all want me now? Y'all ain't want me before, but now y'all want me now. Well, you could take two things out of that. You could, number one, you ugly. So that mean that you people only attracted to you through financially. If you didn't have that money, then you get the same result. It's just nothing. I mean, that's shit they saying. It ain't like I'm putting it out there. That's the shit they say. Y'all ain't want me. Now y'all see this 100 mil and y'all on my top. Meaning minus the 100 mil, it wouldn't have been nothing. This shit would have been eggshells. That's admission to their own guilt. Not nothing I say. I don't put them shows on. That shit they say. I just listen to the lyrics because that's what I do. I listen to lyrics. I don't listen to beats and like the song because of the beat. I listen to what they actually saying. And I'll be like, he ass. People are crazy, bro. It's a double-edged sword with a soul. As much as women want to be respected and all of that, they get disrespected all the time by the people that fuck them the most. Rappers.
I'm a hustler. I say I'm a hustler was hot. Cassidy just dropped a new album called...
Hold on. I'm going to tell you in a second. It's his best work yet.
Bell saying it's his best genre. I'm saying his best genre.
The formula. No, it's the science. The science and the formula is out right now from the Hustler. It's his best work yet for sure. And yeah, show him some love. It's Philly. You know what I'm saying?
Even I think the best shit is I'm a Hustler.
Right. Which is
Before the no car one's crash.
Favorite. Which is you no tripping. One's favorite except his. No, no one liked I'm a Hustler. No one did. No, not the streets, not nobody. Find him.
That beat was
hang
his
up
beat.
Right now. Let's
his beat was legendary on motherfucker Philly DVD.
Are you
battle.
Talking about the single?
I'm the a beat. Six album. Bars of Fire. That was a hot joint.
Cassidy's a rapper, not the producer. Fuck what the beat sound like. I want to listen. This whole album was
play
trash.
It. Play it. Let's play I'm a Hustler and then you gon' we gon' battle the motherfucking shit. Play I'm a Hustler and then you gon' play something from the thing you think.
And these people gotta sit here and listen to this?
No, we just gonna listen to it. All
I mean,
we need is
the
one
camera
verse.
Rolling. I just wanted to ask.
All we need is one verse each genre. You can start whatever, the first three tracks from each genre. From the new genre and I'm a Hustler. Let's get it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome y'all here tonight. You all about to witness one of the greatest battles to ever go down in hip hop.
Yeah, let's do this.
In this corner, I'd like to introduce Cassidy, the problem.
It's the problem, bitch.
And in that corner, Cassidy, the hustler.
It's the hustler.
Battlers to the center of the ring.
He already lost.
I want a nice battle. I don't want you to spit none of the shit you spit last week, last month. I want it off the top of the head. Right, I don't want your man ad-libbing your shit.
Okay.
I don't want your man ad-libbing your shit.
It's nothing, man.
Touch mics.
Right.
Let's go.
I'm in the zone, boy, and I got the chrome, boy. I had blood gushing out your dome on your homeboy. I'm a threat, see, you should have left me alone, boy. I'm real to the chromosome through a clone, boy. Chicks get boned, I'm known for getting thrown, boy. Probably got your baby mom number in my phone, boy. And if I hit from the clip, fuck, dick sucks. Had your bitch in the telly throwing us six up. Yeah, we made a lick nuts to hop on the six bus. After this is over, they gon' say it was fixed up. They gon' be like, you cheated, that's why you beat it. I've been in wild battles and won, I'm undefeated. The punchlines that I put on the street even made freeways say, put on the beat. Only the strong prevail. I know but a shell make them yell like the hoes when I perform hotel.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I told you.
Ooh, that was
I felt like you should have let the second verse play. And it was a little better. The
that
first
was the
verse,
problem right there.
Yeah, that joint was real plain.
That's cool.
Nigga X about me, nigga X.
You know this commercial.
Nigga X about me, nigga X about me. I'm a hustler. I'm a hustler. I'm a hustler.
And a remix. The remix should have been a song, but I understand. What solo joint?
I'm a hustler.
This for all my niggas that's going through the
Mary J on the original.
I'm a hustler, I'm a hustler, homie. I got the product, narcotics for the customers, homie. Fiends open, they be smoking like a muffler, homie. Niggas phony, so I only got a couple of homies. If you a hustler, I could fuck with your homie. You spend a couple bucks, I stay in touch with your homie. I get money, I get 20K. I got 20 strips all done. 20 a day, ay. I get cake from buds of haze, I'm making dubs. They hating cause I'm on the grind like I'm making love. When cops got the block hot like Jamaican clubs. Cop wait for a drought and then make it flood. Try to take my cake, you gon' take a slug. But you can take my information if you taking drugs. Cause I can sell raid to a bug. I'm a hustler, I can sell salt to a slug. Cause
that's hot. How you selling this shit that kill you?
Yes. Right, the shit he got from Jay-Z. Right.
No, it's still hot. You don't hear fucking these nobody
saying I'm like, out here on the
ground. Sure, at that time, everybody used that part. Everybody.
They act a little funny and they talk a little strange. But they need to get their money and enjoy their little
what game
pain.
Was
I'm out here on the ground trying to get a little change.
Niggas
trying to shine just to get a little name. They act a little funny and they talk a little strange. But they need to get their money and enjoy their little fame. I was told it's a crazy world. Well, I was born crazy too. 1982, they said I was a baby who always started trouble, start the hustle, what they made me do. As I grew as a man, my plans and my gravy grew. Coke, I copped a little, post on the block a little. My block popped a little, even though my rocks was little. But now a nigga grown, started selling bigger stones. Got a steady clientele that can't leave the shit alone. Keep it on the head of poems, can't leave your shit at home. If I spit it, I did it, I live it, we can get it on. Forget it, I'm sick with it, admit it, or get shitted on. You don't wanna get the chrome, you wanna get your phone. You don't wanna brawl it off, you wanna call it law. But if you get called a snitch, you might as well call it quits. And I might answer the phone when you call your bitch. I push bars like raw, this shit all a flip.
Dang.
Man,
ain't shit ain't topping that. His new, you know the new album ain't topping that. And that third joint. And how albums set up, top three be they top three songs they pick for the album.
Boy, this shit, I ain't trying to hear none of that. I ain't trying to hear none of that.
Let me hear some. Nigga said you soft, I'm like, what?
Let me hear some.
Said you fell off, I'm like, what?
Let me hear some.
Yo, you gotta go hard, cash like you did before you bid and you got in that car crash.
Let me hear some.
Well, I don't win here, none.
He made these two probably did.
Well, I don't win here, none.
He probably made these beats too, right?
You gotta go off the path like you did before the bid and you got in that car crash.
Let me
for a lower price, I overnight packages. I got green when it's dry. My sticky had you stuck like cactus. I've been smashing chicks, had supermodels and actresses. For a rap, I spit, I make enough to grab a half a brick. Actually get this much cash, you gotta stash this shit. I keep the white girl in the home only. By this crackin' shit. Fuck a record deal, labels on some slave master shit. But if you own your own masters, you ain't gotta ask for shit. And 9-9, I had it lit with sound like a broken arm. Smoking songs, writing fire, setting off the smoke alarm. I used to smack cats with an open palm. It's drama, I'ma let it fire as soon as I roll up. I don't smoke no more. The dope, I'm smoking strong, but I don't just a hell pot. I smoke to the ash, then get to the bag like bellhop. You full of shit, you don't let shells pop, bitch. With a and they'll stick you for a roll of tissue on a cell block. Some niggas do some shit in the street and go and tell cops. Some niggas don't be shit in the street but got the jail lock. I'm still a hell hot and I barely age. Yeah, I'm here to play my part.
This
but don't get it twisted like you wearing braids. I'll leave you paralyzed. You can't use your bare legs or get beat to death like producers that wear hair in me. Clear the stage. Y'all here to hear me talk, right? I don't even take a night off on an off night. You gassed up. Alright, I take you in your car, like holes everywhere from the fog lights to exhaust pipes. Dog, I'm cold blooded, my heart might got the frostbite. I want a bar, but still got old bills. Caught
right. Ooh. No bullshit. If you forfeit, it's a lost fight. My dog bite and never bring a pussy to a dog fight. My dealers got that gorilla moving it all night. For the cheese, they trap glue like a few small mice. But not ratting. In my life, a lot happened. But the block captain never stopped trapping, never lost sight. Ball heads getting fired like they fucked the boss fight. If a shell hit your meatballs, spaghetti sauce night. Of course, the blog sites like you getting the shine back. Cause I ain't just a nigga that rhyme raps. Got niggas to contact. And them niggas pull triggers in combat. And you crack your head open with a fifth of some cognac. You beat the case, the state won't give you your time back. You just gotta deal with it like a signature contract. And most of the time, cats gotta work for a check. Why they alive or they gonna die with a person dead? First you invest, don't sell your soul for commercial success. It's true, they trying to trick you like a person purchasing sex.
This ain't hot.
It's hot, on my first
but
that's
one note right there.
According to who?
I'm listening to it. It's like,
but it's your opinion.
No, it's not.
How's it affect?
Because
prove it to
I'm
be a fact.
I'm listening to it.
Prove it to be a fact.
I'm listening to the bars. It's
now,
more.
Who else agree with you in this car?
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Now,
man.
I said it's hot. I said it's hotter than what you put on. I said it's hotter than the first three songs you put on. This one song was hotter than the first three songs you put on. Now, I say we ask people. I say we ask people.
All right,
I say
play
we
the next
ask
song.
Substantial rappers.
Let's hear the next song.
I say we ask substantial rappers. I don't think we should ask each other. How we gonna prove
hustling.
That?
They gonna be like them first three songs.
You wanna bet it? You wanna bet it?
What?
That they don't say it. I bet you that they say this new one better than this old. Bet it.
Look, once the rules get red, we can take them talk. But I will shoot the Smith, you don't play your part. I gave my heart to this chick, I'm getting wet later on. I'ma pick her up in the well with some old Jada on. Yo, even though she a vegan, I gave her wild wiener. Entanglement, sling the dick, she a loud screamer. Her old boyfriend, Alvin, was wild meaner. So last August, the last time I'll seen her. I'm too grown for you juvenile schemers. It's levels and I'm levels.
See, this should have been track one out of 10. Alright, we got a man.
Who cares what you can
see? To start building together world. And niggas ain't trying to beef because they kind of sweet. It's soft in the inside like a jello cup. My flow retarded, but they never roll the yellow bus. Your paper small like trying to roll a cigarello. This a hit song. This song hard right here. This a hit song. This song hard right.
Alright, that's one good song. Dang.
To you, again. To you. There's something wrong with Ben. He don't understand that he's only one person.
You beef with me, so watch how you speak to me. I'm on a different frequency. Keep a freak with me that be on my meat when they meeting me. And wish that they could sleep with me. I'm on a different frequency. I got the streets with me. I'm on a different frequency. I got the streets with me. I'm on a different frequency. At least had the decency to keep it on beat with me. Cause shit that get beat with me. I'm on a different frequency.
Nah.
Since a younger dude, I had a little freak in me. I come to school just to fuck the
Once again. According to him, mind you, how many people are in the car? It's just me and him. So, it's no facts.
The first song ain't it. I'm telling
like I said,
you, this intro ain't
it's
it.
There's no facts.
There's a nice story behind it, but it ain't it. The whole song as a whole.
Right.
All right, you listen to lyrics. I listen to lyrics too.
No, you don't.
Yeah, but it's a whole.
Spit some lyrics from it from your favorite rapper.
What? In the Lex watching Kathy Lee and Reach.
And the Lex watching Kathy Lee and Regis. That's the bars. That's your bar. Your favorite bars. I don't even want
to. Because I had to really think.
Yeah, like, because you not a, you don't listen to lyrics.
Kathy.
You don't listen to lyrics.
And Regis is Good Morning America in New York.
And
he's sitting in the Lex watching Kathy in the back of the Lex, mind you. This guy.
What's the bar? Spit the bar. Don't make the bars up. Don't create the.
I
spit it. He write
Lex,
it for himself.
And the Lex watching Kathy Lee and Regis.
What's hot about that?
I'm telling you, he's a young bull in the morning time in the back of the Lex watching Good Morning New York, Kathy Lee and Regis. That's sharp. You 19, 20 years old in the back of the Lex watching Kathy Lee and Regis. Texas. Execution. I'm just gonna rock it for a mega popular center of attraction. Yeah, all that shit. That's a hot song. What I'm saying is short from the
first track. I don't care no more, man. What's the next topic, man? I'm through with that one. I don't.
What you mean we give it?
Carefully and read.
And the lack.